Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us on the Ideas Network. Coming up, a new campaign aims to promote breastfeeding for African-American moms in Wisconsin and to reduce the infant mortality rate for black children. First, most of the state is getting a late dose of winter today as a major snowstorm moves across Wisconsin. Nearly a foot of heavy, wet snow was expected to fall over parts of central Wisconsin, and people in northern and southern parts of the state are getting some snow, too. Dozens of schools canceled classes today or let students out early, and it remains to be seen if this weather will affect voter turnout on this election day. In case you've forgotten, spring officially arrived 2 weeks ago. What can we expect for the duration of the storm? What's to come once it leaves? And how unusual is it to have this much snow this late in the season? Jeff Last is the warning coordination meteorologist at the National Weather Service in Green Bay. Jeff, welcome back to Central Time.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
Was the worst over with yet, Jeff? Or are we still seeing lots of snow in parts of the state?
No, there's quite a bit more to come here. The snow band kind of set up where we expected from near La Crosse up to just north of Green Bay, where as much as 4 to 6 inches has fallen in that area, with another several inches can be expected here as we go into the late afternoon and evening hours.
And parts of the state got some snow already, a good chunk of snow over the weekend, right?
Yeah, this is the second system that we've had here in the last week or so. We had a moderate snowfall across parts of northern and central Wisconsin earlier in the weekend, as you mentioned. This one will be a bit bigger and more widespread.
And give us the meteorology here. What's making this snow happen?
Well, you know, we're in a time of year now where the clash of the air masses occurs. The warm, moist air from the south is trying to move, you know, into the Midwest, having some trouble, as we all know too well. And that cold Canadian air still wants to hang on across the Great Lakes and Wisconsin. So when you get that clash of air masses, energy forms and moves along that temperature difference, and that produces those low pressure systems, which can produce the snowfall even in the springtime.
And this is wet, heavy, messy stuff, right?
Yeah, it is. Temperatures are around freezing, so as it started to fall, it was melting on many of the roadways. But now, as the precipitation intensity or snowfall intensity has picked up, we are seeing accumulations on the roadways and slippery travel conditions reported.
And how long is it going to be potentially hazardous for, especially that central Wisconsin over to where you are in Green Bay?
Well, as the temperatures fall during the evening hours, as the sun sets, the temperatures will fall, and the accumulations, I think, will pick up. So the afternoon and evening commute will be pretty treacherous across much of central and northeast Wisconsin.
It sounds like tomorrow morning could be an issue in some places, too.
Yeah, it could be. As temperatures fall below as they fall well below freezing, I think we'll see some icy spots on the roadways, even for the Wednesday morning commute.
Jeff Last is with us from the National Weather Service. He's based in Green Bay. We're talking about the winter weather on this spring day. And, Jeff, if this snowstorm, I'll be honest with you, happened December or February, we're probably not giving you a call. It's April. Is this unusual, this much snow this time of year?
No, I wouldn't say it's too unusual. I think as I look back in the records, we probably have a snowstorm this large every 2 to 4 years somewhere in Wisconsin. So not unusual, but certainly we don't see it every year. I don't think we'll set any records as far as the biggest April snowfall anywhere in the state. But certainly it's enough to cause slowdowns on the roads and some inconveniences.
And, Jeff, I know you're a meteorologist, not a psychologist, but as part of the what makes it seem weird is kind of our expectation game, where I think I've talked to a lot of people. They're eager for something that looks like spring. There's an expectation game here that's making it seem more significant.
Well, yeah, I think that's correct. And so far this spring, it's been pretty cool. Even without the snow, we've had kind of a cold, cloudy spring. So I think people are ready, even though this winter, quite frankly, hasn't been that bad. Overall, I'd say most parts of Wisconsin have had snowfall that has ended up underneath the long-term average. So this, I think, will melt quickly, as April snowfalls usually do, and we'll see temperatures in the 50s, probably within 10 days.
Yeah, what is the rest of April looking like from what we know so far?
Well, I think once we get through the next 6 or 7 days, probably by the time we get to mid to late next week, we'll see a pretty good chance of temperatures in the 50s across, at least across the southern half of Wisconsin, away from Lake Michigan. I think as we get into the third and fourth week of April into May, I would imagine we're going to see more temperatures that'll be close to and perhaps even above average, certainly more frequently than we've seen so far this early spring.
Now, I hate to bring this up as people are getting ready to shovel, but next week, Jeff, is Tornado and Severe Weather Awareness Week here in Wisconsin. April is when the tornado chances, I was looking at a chart, this isn't peak month, but this is when we got to start thinking about them, right?
Exactly. The time to prepare is before the severe weather hits, and that's why we talk about the Tornado Awareness Week in April. It's kind of hard to think about it now, but soon we're going to have those warm temperatures that are trying to get up here, that's always a dangerous mix when the Canadian air is slow to move away, and that clash of air masses moves farther north, and we're in the bullseye for severe storms and tornadoes.
And I know, you know, with hurricane season, they try to predict whether it's going to be a big year for hurricanes or it's not. And I know that's hard to do. Do we do anything like that for tornadoes, or are those too random isn't the right word, but too unpredictable to predict?
Yeah, it's much more difficult to forecast the number of and intensity of storms. Perhaps 2 or 3 days ahead of the time, but certainly not a season ahead. It's not really easy to say how this severe weather season will go. Last year we had 23 tornadoes in the state, which is about average. They can happen up here. We've seen big tornadoes over the course of the years, and everyone needs to be prepared before the storms hit.
Now, moving back away from tornadoes to snow, is this probably the last significant snow we're going to see this month?
I don't know if I would say that quite yet. we are in this active weather pattern, and we've got a couple of systems that are, you know, they'll be affecting us here in the next 3 to 5 days. But I would say, if I had a bet, yes, it probably is the last big storm. But certainly, it might not be the last time we'll have to shovel, especially, you know, as you go farther into the northwest part of the state.
And just once again, remind us what we're expecting as we go through the evening with this snow, in where it's most the heaviest in central Wisconsin and north and south of that as well.
Yeah, it looks like right now I would expect another 2 to 4 inches of snow in the west central part of the state, and as much as 4 to 7 inches additional in the northeast. North of that, say in the far northwest part of the state, just light snow and flurries, maybe up to an inch. And across the south, say Madison to Milwaukee, an inch or two of snow. Although it is raining right now in Milwaukee, colder air will move in, and there could be about an inch in Milwaukee as well.
We'll leave it there. Jeff, thanks a lot for bringing us up to date.
Thanks. No problem, and I appreciate talking to you.
That's Jeff Last, Warning Coordination Meteorologist at the National Weather Service in Green Bay. He joined us to talk about this late-ish season snowstorm hitting Wisconsin.